Hello and a warm welcome to our service today. I am Catherine and I'm part of the prayer team here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Today it is our second service in our new series on Frontline Sundays. If we think back to a year ago, we were in our church building and considering our fruitfulness on the front line. I'm sure that you will agree a lot has changed over the past year, and for most of us, our front lines have really changed. Although I'm still going out to teach at my school, some areas of my life that I would have considered to be my front line, such as the orchestra that I play in, have stopped meeting. However, it has been a time that I've got to know my neighbours a little bit better, and I've also been able to help some of them out. We're going to hear today from some of our church community about what they consider their current front line to be. Hannah and Andy are going to be leading our prayers, and Andrew will be bringing God's word to us. As we join together as a church from our separate homes, we're going to consider the difference that we can make as God's people in our local community. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 3 and verses 5 to 9. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose. And both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field, you are God's building. And now, let us pray. Lord, we pray that you will be with us today as we gather to worship. We thank you for giving each of us the opportunity to be salt and light for you in our families, communities, and workplaces. We pray that we can set aside the busyness of our weeks as we come to worship you. May we be equipped and energised as we go out into your work and seek to make a difference in our front lines. In Jesus' name, Amen. And now let's hear it from some of our friends about what they would consider their current front line to be.
Hello and good morning. My name is Alan McMillan. I am retired, and like most people, my front line is somewhat in retreat at the moment. My regular activities are limited to collecting the available food items from co-ops to take to the big local on Friday morning, socially distanced neighbourly contacts when an opportunity arises, and looking after our 2-year-old grandson George on a Wednesday while my son and daughter-in-law work. My daughter-in-law has to attend her place of work. She works in construction and was told if she didn't attend, there wouldn't be any business to go back to after the current situation eases. My son is able to work from home, but is not able to work and look after children at the same time. Our Wednesday routine with George is generally 8:30, George is dropped off. From 8:30 till 10-ish, we play and eat, because quite often although he's had breakfast, he wants more breakfast. From 10 till 12, we normally take him out for a walk. We push the buggy along the beach or the seafront. From 12 till 2, we get back home, have lunch, watch a bit of TV, play. George maybe have a nap. From 2 till 4, we walk, take the buggy again, maybe play on his bike or in his car. 5 o'clock, George will have his tea. And then between 5:30 and 6, we get relief when Daddy comes and takes George home again. Other than that, our weekly contacts with our son and his family are talks through the car window or across the front doorstep or front garden. And that's the limit of my frontline activities at the moment. Hello, it's me again. I just thought a recent event may be of interest. On Thursday this week, our back garden was flooded due to the recent rain. I had to go on the internet and order a pump and some hoses to pump out the water to the drain. The parts would not be available for collection for 24 to 48 hours. In the meantime, I went to look out the front window and saw a guy struggling with a puncture to his bike tyre. I took a pump across, but his inner tube was beyond repair. I went back to my garage to get a new spare tube from my stock and helped him get going. When I got home, my neighbour knocked to say he had a water pump. He'd not used it for years. "You keep it," he said. "If I need it, I know where it is." Within a couple of hours, all the surface water was gone. We sent a bottle of wine as a thank you. And within 45 minutes, there was a knock on the front door. The cyclist, who was from Blythe, was there with a bottle of wine as a thank you. Amazing. My sister reminded me, my dad used to say, it's nice to be nice. Thank you.
So currently this is me on my front line Monday to Friday. I'm sat at the desk in the study, working as a data analyst and performance and research advisor for the council. This time last year my front line looked a little bit different. I would still be sat looking at a computer most of the day, but really the differences were that I was sat in an office with people and the people I met were in 3D. So these days the work I do hasn't changed very much, but the way I meet with my colleagues has. So meetings take place virtually and much of our communication is written in emails or messages rather than being spoken. There's none of those opportunities for a chat over the kettle or a bumping into somebody in a corridor. So although the work and the team of people that I work with haven't changed and they're the same, the way I interact with my frontline now has changed.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to the main means of my frontline at the moment. This is Buddy and he's my daughter's dog. And since the lockdown in March, I come along here at lunchtimes and take him out for a walk. And as the dog walkers among you will know, it's a very good way to make conversation. And so we go along the street and I've got to know two or three of her neighbours. It was easier in the summer when people were in the gardens. But at first just to say good morning, and then later on to pass the time of day, and then to just ask how they are, how they're doing and how their families are doing. And then, of course, we get to the field and we seem to see the same four or five dog walkers as we go out at the same time of day. And it's been really great to just chat to them, especially the ones who live on their own, to ask them how they are, how they're getting along and their families. And then just to listen to them, to be a listening ear for them to just say how they're doing. And so that's my front line at the moment, just to ask people how they're doing, to start to build up relationships with them and to give a listening ear.
Hi, it's Rachel here. When I think of my frontline, I think mostly of my job as a nurse. So I work for a cancer charity called Pancreatic Cancer UK. And one of the big parts of my job is speaking to people impacted by pancreatic cancer. This is on the phone or on email. People diagnosed and their family members are going through incredibly tough times. I'm there to listen, to support and advise. And I pray that God can use me in my work to shine his light into those situations. There's many times when I think that these people just really need God, but I'm not able to share that. When you do speak to somebody that is a Christian, it's amazing, and you can talk about the difference that your faith makes. I work with such a lovely bunch of nurses, and again, I pray that God's light would shine through me as we work together. One of the nurses is a Christian, and that is such a blessing, and we do often pray together on the phone. I guess another front line at the moment, which seems so significant because of COVID, is the front line with my family. It feels so important at the minute to be able to show them Jesus. I'm aware that I often mess up, and really my prayer is for the Holy Spirit to fill me and to change me to become more like Jesus.
Let's pray. Lord God, as we join together today in prayer, we stop and pause to remember your unfading and unending love. Thank you so much for all that you are. We invite you into this coming week and ask you to draw close to us in all that we do. In these challenging times, we thank you that you are our ever constant, that you remain our rock, and that you are our solid ground. Lord, we continue to pray for the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for it to come to an end. We pray for the health and well-being of everyone in the UK and the wider world. We lift up all those people requiring help and support at this difficult time. We pray for those in need of your care for their physical health and mental health. We pray that all people can get the right care at the right time, and that we pray for speedy transitions between assessments and treatments. We thank you that in such times of need, you are here for us all. You understand any pain and suffering, and that you are always by our side. We praise you for the scientific communities and their amazing achievements to produce vaccines. We continue to ask for a smooth rollout to all vulnerable groups as well as the wider population, and for the global initiatives tasked with distributing them across the rest of the world to all those less fortunate. As so many people put their faith in a vaccine, we pray for a flood of people. We pray for a flood of people, Lord, that put their faith in you, that they renew their faith in you. You are our amazing Father. As we pray, we remember everyone that's part of our family at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. In particular, we take this time this morning to pray for Liz, Kate, Lucy, David and Baby. We pray for Tom, Amy, Freddie, and Alf. And for anyone else in our church that would benefit from your presence at this time, Lord, be with them, be close to them, hear their prayers. We also pray specifically for the Christian leadership team as they continue to direct this church through such challenging circumstances. Grant them wisdom, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the youth of our church. How unique and special each one is. May they feel you close as they continue with school online and remote access to friends. We pray for this to be a time which deepens their walk with you. Thank you for the youth team and the love you have given them for the youth. We pray your continued guidance. And for the children of the church, we lift them up to you as they miss playing with their friends and peers. We pray you become real to them during this time. We rejoice that the delight workers who guide children and families to explore the Bible together. Thank you for all those who serve you through serving the church and the local community. Let's all say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth that is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Over a month, around 6% of the UK gather together to worship Jesus.
It feels like we're too few to make a difference.
But the reality is, Monday to Saturday, God has us, scattered in the world, connecting to hundreds and thousands of people.
So wherever you are,
whoever you are,
whatever you do,
you can make all the difference in the world.
And on Sundays, when we gather together,
we strengthen and empower one another to be sent out again
for life on our front lines.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our second talk in our Frontline Sunday series. Some of you might be asking why we're doing this series right now during this time of pandemic and lockdown. And others of you might be saying, well, we've heard all this before. There's nothing new here. But as I touched on in last week's service, when as a church leadership team, we were considering what we should do this term, we really felt strongly that this is a series which would be good for us to do right now. And we're really looking to see what God has to say to us both individually and together as a church family. So whether the ideas in this series are new to you, or whether they're things that you've heard many times before, our prayer as a church leadership team is that you'll be encouraged, you'll be inspired, and you'll be challenged as we go through this series together. Last week we had Ken Benjamin from the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity introducing the Frontline series for us. And I think there were many things that we could take away from that talk, but there were two key things that struck me at the time and have stayed with me since. Firstly, Ken reminded us of the Great Commission from Matthew 28, to go and make disciples of all nations. Ken suggested to us that this could be translated, wherever you go, make disciples and baptize them. So when you hear those words, wherever you go, how does that make you feel? What does that make you think of? What's the situation that comes to your mind right now? Let's just pause for a moment and think about that. Wherever I go, make disciples. Wherever you go, we're to make disciples. Ken also reminded us that Jesus said, I am with you always, or I am with you all the days. And as we consider what the challenge is from the Great Commission and what that presents for us right now, we also have the promise from Jesus, and surely I am with you all the days to the very end of the age. And I think it's important for us to remember that the Great Commission is still relevant and still appropriate right now. It hasn't suddenly stopped, And Jesus' promise that he'll be with us all the days is also still relevant for each of us today, this week, this month, and this coming year. Secondly, from last week, we were reminded that even during this current time, we all still have a front line. For some of us, that front line will have changed, and for others of us, that will have stayed the same. But God still wants us to use us on our front line, wherever that may be. I don't know about you, but for me, identifying my front line right now is quite difficult. If you'd asked me this time last year, it would have been easy. So the challenge for me and for you is to consider again where our front line is at this moment in time. And what does God want me and what does God want you to do on your particular front line? So the title of this week's talk is All the Difference in the World. We've not been able to meet in the church building now for almost a year, but Whitley Bay Baptist Church is not dead. It's very much still a living, breathing entity, because the church isn't a building, it's a body of people. Actually, it's you and it's me. And we're still encouraged, even in this time, to live as a body, to live in a rhythm of gathering together on a Sunday, at the moment online, and scattering then for the rest of the week. And we're reminded in the Great Commission that we are a church who should be on mission, gathering together and then scattering in the world wherever God has placed us, even in these strange and different times. Let's consider for a moment a couple of verses from 1 Peter and chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God and God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Now in this letter, Peter is writing to scattered groups of Christians in what is modern day Turkey. And Peter uses two key words to describe the people of God. On the one hand, he calls them the elect, and on the other hand, he calls them exiles. And these words, as we gather together from time to time, and then as we scatter into the world, can also describe us today. So firstly, what about the word elect? Whatever our journey to faith in Jesus was, when we surrendered to his lordship, we became part of this elect, this called people. In the visual that we're using, both in the video and as we'll see again in a moment, we, as the God's elect people, are seen as the red dots. And as it said in the video clip, the red dots visualise the fact that in the UK, before the first lockdown, only around 6% of people were worshipping in a Christian church once a month or more. Now, it's a small number, but it can be a really significant number. So when we gather together as worshippers, we remind ourselves that we believe in a very particular story about the world. We believe that the world is God's, that he created it. We believe it's broken because of our sin. We believe that Jesus' death makes new life possible for each of us. And we believe that one day everything will be transformed again. So we live as a gathered people, as a chosen people, as an elect people, with a distinct story in a culture that may not believe any of that. So when we gather, we do so to strengthen and encourage one another to be who we are, God's chosen people. But Peter also uses the word exiles. And today we are scattered, not gathered, for most of the time. We don't, and I would suggest that we shouldn't, spend all our time with other Christians, because we may be the only disciples of Jesus at home, with our wider family, with friends, or at work, at school or college, or in our street. So it's important that we show God's light in those situations. We may be in the minority, but despite this, we can make all the difference in the world for Christ. As we scatter each week, we come into contact, whether in person, or online, or on the phone, or even writing a letter, with hundreds of people. And our challenge is, how do we make that count for Christ? These are the places that we're called to shine. Philippians 2 verses 14 to 16 says this: "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life." Wherever we are, these are our front lines, and it's important for us that we don't lose our distinctiveness. What did Jesus say to his disciples in Matthew chapter 5? He says two things: you're the salt of the earth, and he also says, you're the light of the world. We are still those things as Jesus' disciples today. We are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world. So we're called to be red dots in the sea of grey. Peter then goes on to remind the readers of his letter of the wondrous work of God in their lives. What he says in summary is this: our situations are known by God. We've been set apart by the Spirit, and we can be confident in our relationship with God. And he reminds them, and us as well, that we live out the implications of the gospel in our scattered places. So we're both the elect, and we're also exiles. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll be unpicking some of these points a little more, as we consider that wherever we are, whatever we do, whoever we are, we can make a difference for Christ. And then finally, in 4 weeks' time, we'll consider what it means to be a discipling community as we support and encourage one another. As I look at the wall here in my study where I'm doing this recording, I have some words pinned up on a board which I came across when I spent a day at the Northumbria community a couple of years ago. And it says this: come to the edge. We might fall. Come to the edge. It's too high. Come to the edge. And they came, and he pushed, and they flew. I don't know what you read into these words, but for me they spoke of taking a risk. They spoke of stepping out of my comfort zone. They spoke of trying something new. Now, I want to be absolutely clear that when I talk about taking a risk, I'm not, and I want to stress, I'm not in these current times advocating taking risks with our health or the health of others. And I'm also not advocating breaking any of the lockdown rules. But what I am saying is this: that maybe, even in these uncertain times, God is asking us to step outside of what is comfortable for us, perhaps to try something that is new and possibly a little scary. And who knows, as you step off that edge, with God's help, you just might fly. And as we fly, what does that mean? Well, both for individually and collectively, we will make all the difference in the world for Christ. With our family, with our friends, with our neighbours, with our work colleagues, and any who we come into contact with. So what are you going to do? Let's pray together. Please say this prayer with me. Thank you, Father God, that we are your church, the body of Christ in the world. We're grateful for our Sunday life and the worship that equips us for the days when we're apart. Help us to see afresh the possibilities of our everyday lives. May we know your presence with us in the pressures and the potential of this week. Help us to leave traces of grace wherever we are and whatever we do. Amen. Be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace I found in you. What I've come to know, the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love I'll rise up.
For joining us in worship today. Thanks also to everyone who has been involved in making this service, both on and off the screen. I'm going to finish today's service with words from Hebrews 10 and verses 23 to 25. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen.